And now it's time for the WXXI Business Report. And Randy Gorman, we have the latest news on job growth in the Rochester region. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth. Yes, new numbers out from the State Labor Department for those growth numbers in December of 2019, finishing off there with another strong month for the year. Officials say the Rochester metro area saw a gain of 6,500 private sector jobs compared to the year before, bringing the total December job count to the highest number on record for that month. State Labor Analyst Tammy Marino says the gains were pretty broad-based.
Most key sectors reported fairly strong over-the-year gains. A large share of that growth was concentrated in construction and leisure. The construction sector has had a very good year. Employment currently stands at a record level. The professional, technical, and healthcare sectors also reported some fairly strong gains as well.
And Marino says job growth locally was strong in December, and that followed a trend seen all year. The state will have the revised figures for 2019 overall in a couple of months. The latest annual report on the commercial real estate market in the Rochester area out from the realty company CBRE. Overall, it shows a decline in the vacancy rate for commercial buildings as the economy and other factors have fueled demand for office and industrial space. This report shows the best office space, that is the so-called Class A space in the city of Rochester, decreased to a 10-year low of about a 14% vacancy rate for last year. Angelo Knoll is managing director for CBRE in Rochester. He says some of the space is being filled by companies moving their operations downtown, partly to please their workers who want to live in the city.
And if the employees are living downtown, a lot of employers are now looking to, well, how can I make this as convenient as possible for my targeted employee? And what can I do? And one of the things they're looking at is considering, should I relocate my office downtown? And some of them have.
And Knoll says the vacancy rate for suburban office space is also declining, with some companies expanding outside of the city. And he says there have been more industrial buildings being built in the region. This is companies who are looking for existing industrial space, just can't find as much of it as they used to. And with the economy growing, Knoll says a lot of that space has been occupied. Well, Xerox, due to release fourth quarter earnings tomorrow, it will be interesting to see what CEO John Visentin has to say about the back and forth going on lately over Xerox's unsolicited takeover offer for HP. HP has said the offer is too low. It also has other issues with the Xerox bid. Last week, Xerox says it intended to nominate 11 independent candidates this summer at the HP annual meeting to try and replace their board of directors and gain control there. Then HP fired back last week, calling that a self-serving tactic by Xerox to advance its proposal. So stay tuned. It appears this tussle between the two technology companies is certainly not over by a long shot. And Rochester-based Doyle Security Systems announcing an acquisition. It'll buy Titan Security. That's a Syracuse-based provider of various types of security systems. Doyle says it plans to continue to grow this area throughout service regions in New York and Pennsylvania. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.